We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
WBBM FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Guys, come on. It's Friday. You got one more day left to work hard. Let's do it.
And it's Friday. You should be in a good mood, which makes you want to spread it. Be good.
And we're going to keep you connected as Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. And it is time for the top six at six.
Number six.
It's so fun now.
I know. It's like now we got it. Something that we can do. So each and every weekday, top six stories that can involve absolutely anything.
Yep.
Literally anything. And you will find that out right now.
Real quick.
Number six story yesterday. I don't want to talk about it too much because I'm going to talk about it in my First World Friday right after 6:30. But I went to the Morton Arboretum yesterday.
Okay.
I'll say that. I went to the Morton Arboretum yesterday. And I'm a big plan guy. Like, I like plans. I prefer a plan. And when there's a bad plan, I hate them. But when my girl comes up with a bad plan, I have to love them.
You have to go with it.
And so I was part of a bad plan yesterday.
This is such a tease. I feel like I need to know what happened to the bad plan.
Oh, the bad plan has nothing to do with the First World Friday part.
Oh, okay.
So, just bad plan because it's like 45 minutes away when there's another woods that's like 15 minutes away.
So, what is over there? Like, what is it?
Morton Arboretum is one of the most amazing places in the Chicagoland area.
Okay.
It is essentially a series of trails.
Oh.
Like nature, but they do it in a way where they cultivate this experience for you while you're there. So there's multiple experience. Like you can get it. Like most people get a membership to Morton Arboretum.
Oh really? I need to look into this. I've never heard of it.
Because it's expensive to go there. That's my part. That's part of my First World Friday problem. Anyway,
is there water out there? Like is it like?
Yeah. There's like lagoons. I guess you would call it.
Okay.
So yes. Either way, it was far away. We didn't take enough diapers.
Oh no.
You know, you just shouldn't be in the car with a newborn for longer than 30, 40 minutes at all in total.
Oh, no.
So it was just like a bad idea in that part. And then again, the price associated with other things. And so anyways, that was my thing yesterday. But I can't stress it enough. The Morton Arboretum itself.
It's cool.
It's cool as an understatement. It is beautiful. Beautiful, but expensive.
Number five.
That was an adventure. My adventure hasn't started yet, but it's starting to fall into place. So yesterday, I told you guys about how I told my parents that I'm coming home to Seattle for like the 4th of July. Yes. And the way that I'm getting there is I'm driving. So I hinted at the fact that I was going to get a Jeep Wrangler to drive because that's the plan or a convertible. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I spent hours on the phone yesterday, hours with different car rental companies, different websites, trying to find a dang Jeep Wrangler. But don't you worry. I got it.
I'm sure you did.
I got it.
Were you worried that you weren't?
Yeah, because they were telling me that they were sold out for some reason. Yeah. Everybody is deciding to go on road trips right now, and they're asking for Wranglers or convertibles.
Actually, according to recent study, road trips where you think they'd go up this year.
Yeah.
They're only going down 3%. So people are still traveling.
Yeah.
So
hitting the road, wide open spaces.
Number four.
All right, so Will Ferrell got a new movie coming out with Rachel McAdams, I believe, and it's called, I wrote this down because it's so damn long, Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga.
Oh, wow. Is Demi Lovato in that one?
No. She was just chatting with buddies.
Okay.
I mean, she might be. I don't know. Actually, to be totally honest, I sound like Nicole. Maybe, yeah. But here's a clip from the movie.
We have a very unique sound, very sexual.
Yuck.
But Fire Saga was not our first name.
Do you remember what the first name of our band was?
Yes. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili
but
Peppers.
Someone stole it.
So it's basically, it's kind of like a cookie cutter kind of movie where it's like, they go to this competition. there goes the rivals in the competition. And then, you know, you got to beat the rivals. It's like Bring It On part 2007.
Right, but Will Ferrell is giving us what we need. Another movie to have reckless quotes that you, like, say to people in bars.
Exactly. Okay.
Number three.
So this is kind of interesting. Disney has pushed back its reopening, but they are changing Splash Mountain. Have you actually ever been on Splash Mountain, that ride?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I
gotta be honest, I don't know. Where is that? Is that one in California or
California?
In Orlando?
I think this one's in California.
I can't even tell the names of Disney World and Disneyland apart, let alone the rides at these things. Well, like, did you go to Disney World before? Which one's that one? California or Orlando?
Do they have them at both? I don't know. This just says Disney is changing. But Splash Mountain has been Splash Mountain for years,
yeah, of
right?
Course. Staple there.
So now they're reworking Splash Mountain, and they're going to make it into the Princess and the Frog ride. So I did not know this, that Splash Mountain was after a movie called Song of the South that came out in 1946.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. I don't even know what that movie
racist
is.
Racist movie. It was like racist things in there.
Right. So now they're pulling it, taking it away, making it a Princess and the Frog ride to have it ready to go for when they reopen, and it'll be a brand new experience.
I think that's important. I think, you know, somebody said it best the other day. It said, you know, statues and monuments and rides are meant to celebrate certain things.
Sure.
Right? If you create a Jurassic World ride, it's because you want to celebrate the movie and what it was, right? But then once you realize over time that it doesn't represent what it once did, right? Then you realize that it represents something else. Then that's when it's okay to change it. Because then what it represents and what it's highlighting is if it's something negative, we don't want to necessarily do that anymore.
Right.
Right. So it's okay. It lived its life. It was there. And the same goes for statues and such.
Time to change.
Exactly.
Number two.
I got a couple good ones over here.
Okay.
But I think...
just do them.
I'll just say the first one real quick. Chuck E. Cheese went bankrupt. All right.
Anyway. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I love Chuck E. Cheese. That's my childhood.
See, the thing is, we had Showbiz Pizza here in Chicago.
Oh, so they did the same thing, like with the performances?
Yeah, and then they married the two of them. And
oh,
then,
man.
Because did you ever have a Showbiz Pizza in Seattle?
No.
But you had Chuck E. Cheese.
We had Chuck E. Cheese, and that's where I fell in love with Prince.
Did you know Chuck E. Cheese had a jingle or a song? I didn't even know that.
No. Nope, never heard that in my life.
In my life, I've never heard that.
In my life.
I just remember Showbiz Pizza, where a kid could be. No.
Okay, well.
Anyway. But no, I really wanted to sing. This one, I'm stealing another one out of my number two.
No, let's do it.
So it was funny because one of my favorite movies of all time is Taken with Liam Neeson.
I never saw it because I thought I'd get scared. Because I thought I would get scared. That movie looks terrifying.
It is if you have a daughter. However, it's one of the greatest movies ever. And there's this, this is not going to be as funny to you.
Okay, but just tell it for the people that know it.
We all know if you've seen Taken, there's that one amazing scene where he's talking to the kidnappers. And he tells them, little mother effer, I have a particular set of skills. And if I find you, it's over with for you, right?
Okay.
So this girl takes the script, which is iconic, and she puts it over Hallelujah.
I can tell you I don't have money, but what I do have are a very particular set of skills I have acquired over a very long career.
She sounds good, though.
She can sing.
Skills, oh, my God.
That make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that will be the end of it.
Because I gotta go. Because you're thinking to yourself, what is she gonna say for Hallelujah?
I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you and I will kill you.
Perfect.
Everybody will kill you.
Anyway. I've never seen the movie, but just to hear anybody sing, I will kill you over Hallelujah,
Nina,
come on. This
quarantine, before it's over, you absolutely have to watch Taken. Don't watch part two and three. Just watch part one. It's absolutely incredible.
I just have to do it in the daytime.
Speaking of one.
Number one.
All right. Well, this is celebrating one of our B96 artists. Happy 27th birthday to Ariana Grande. So I brought this up, too, because it's her birthday. And if you're a big fan, that's cool. But I missed this. The story happened I missed this, though. The story was from a couple days ago. Did you hear what she did for voters in Kentucky? So there are all these people that were lined up to vote in Kentucky. And she's like, you know what? I want to go ahead and encourage everybody to go rock that vote. So she sent them food and coffee and food trucks to make sure that they were going to withstand all of those lines, because the lines were so long.
Yeah.
She didn't want them to get out, make sure they were fed and taken care of so they could do what they came there to do.
Look at that. Hopefully she ordered Sarpino's.
Well,
she could have got buy one, get one for $5 if she used the promo code.
Just wait until the polls are open in Chicago. She'll start sending pizza. Well,
maybe we'll just do it.
We can do it.
All right, it's Sunday's Best Surfaces, B96.
Hey.
All right, Billie Eilish on B96 is Gabe and Nina. It's time for TBT Throwback Trivia. We do it each and every day at 6:20 and 9:20 a.m.
That's right. We're going to give you a question about a song, a movie, and a TV show. You just have to answer it so we can find out how old school you really are.
All right, the number is 877-591-9696. I'm going to give you this question and two others, but let me know if you know this. In the 2007 Disney movie Ratatouille, the main character, Remy, dreams of being a chef. But this kind of animal can't be a chef, can he? All right, 877-591-9696. Are you old school? We're going to find out. All right, we're going to give you that question, two others, but call us up if you know the answer to that, all right?
Can he be a chef? I love it.
Can he? It's B96. Call now. Hi. Allison and Crystal Lake, are you ready to play TBT?
I am.
I love it. You're going to get a question about a movie, a song, and a TV show. If you get all three right, Nina and I, we're going to sing you a little ditty.
Just to see how old school you really are,
Allison. I want to see, are you old school? All right, here's your first question. It has to do with a movie. In the 2007 Disney movie Ratatouille, the main character Remy dreams of being a chef. But this kind of animal can't be a chef, can he?
Can he be a chef, Allison? What kind of animal is it?
He is a rat.
I don't know why that question is so funny to me. Good job, Gabriel.
Good.
And he does become a chef at the end of the movie.
Look at that. Spoiler alert.
I know, right?
All right. Here's your question about your song. Tonight, we are young. We Are Young is a 2012 smash hit by this group whose name is the opposite of boring.
What is it, Allison? Who sings that song?
Oh, my God, I'm totally blanking. I couldn't think of it. Oh, no.
Okay, let's just have a little English moment. What's the opposite? What would you think would be the opposite of boring?
Fun.
The group's name is Fun?
Yeah.
I totally forgot
that
was
really?
Yeah, that's the name of the group.
That's right. Really the name of the group?
All right, your last one. Okay, Allison, if you can get this right, we got the song for you. But if you don't, then we'll just, you know, move on with our day, okay?
Your pipes are already warmed up, okay. Too, Gabe.
In 2016, Netflix dropped a science fiction horror show that takes place in 1984. It features young star Millie Bobby Brown and has been on for 3 seasons.
Obsessed with the show, Allison. What is it?
Is it Stranger Things?
Go, Allison. You old school. Go, Allison. You old school, Allison.
Does that feel good, Allison? You old school.
It feels so good. What a great way to start my day before work.
What was your favorite cartoon you used to watch on Saturday mornings?
Probably Recess.
Ooh, okay.
I didn't see that one.
Well, we asked the question, are you old school, Allison? And you told us you, in fact, were. So have a great day at work and enjoy your weekend. Thanks for listening to us, okay?
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no problem at all. When we come back, we got First World Fridays, so make sure you stick around for that. And it'll only take 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You relate to them because they've already made those mistakes. Gabe and Nina, B96.
Do not forget, today is a very important wake-up war at 7:10.
Yeah, because it's going to decide who wins the week. Will it be the ladies or the fellas?
Oh, I thought you were going to say us, but you hesitated there.
I know. I wanted to put a dramatic pause on ladies.
6:53 will get you on for the game, all right? But in the meantime, in between time.
Let's go.
It's time for First World Fridays. This is where we take our luxury of living in America and we poke fun at it a little bit.
Because you just have to.
The lines are open if you have one. 877-591-9696. Telephone tone, you got one?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you go first today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. So earlier in the week, I haven't done a Switch. Somebody gave me a game as a gift. My girlfriend. And I tried to go return it because I found out I actually can't play it on the Switch that I have. There's two different versions of the Switch.
Jeez.
So I can't play it on the one I have. I go to Best Buy and I'm like, hey, I can't play this game. I need to return it. And the guy's like, did you open it? I was like, yeah, but I have a receipt. And he looks at me. He's like, oh, I can't accept that. And I was like, why not? And he's like, because you opened it.
Okay.
And I was just, so what am I going to do with this? He's like, well, we can buy it back. And I'm like, well, how much you give me?
$7.
He's like, $20. This game costs $80,
no
dude.
No way. You mean to tell me they just couldn't put some wrap back on it and stick it back on the shelf?
You mean to tell me the girlfriend that ate your Astro World Reese Puffs
that you almost didn't claim,
then double backed and got you a game for a system that you can't even play on your own system?
No, it makes no sense.
Did she love you? Does your girlfriend love you? That's the real question.
It was an honest mistake. I wanted this game so bad.
How long have you guys been together?
5 years.
You mean to tell me after 5 years she doesn't know that there's two different versions of the Switch, and the one that you got is not the one that could do that?
You mean to tell me there's two different versions of the Switch?
That makes no sense.
I don't get it.
You mean to tell me you've been in a relationship for 5 years?
Yes. That's the one! Exclamation point.
877-591-9696. That is a tough one. You got a game, which is cool.
Yeah.
But no system to play it on. All right, I'll go next. Mine was the fact that I went to the Morton Arboretum yesterday. My girl was like, babe, let's go to the Morton Arboretum. I'm like, babe, that's 40 minutes away. Why are we? But there's a couple of trees right over there. We could just go in a circle. Then we get over there and I go to go pay with my debit card. And the guy's like, no, I'm sorry, only prepay entry only.
What?
So I do this thing often where, like, when I'm not getting my way, I just stay quiet so I can let the other person just sit in their discomfort so that they can come up with a solution.
Right.
So he's like, oh, I'm sorry, you need a prepaid solution. You need a prepaid entry to get in. And I was like, okay, well, what the hell you want me to do right now? I'm like, and I was like, well, can I, or how do you buy them? And he's like, online. And I was like, well, can I just park right here and, you know, can I just park and buy it?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm sorry, sir. You're going to need to leave the premise.
What? You mean to tell me they didn't want your money?
He's like, come back at 2:00. So then I make a right to exit, right? And then my girl's like, babe, where are you going? And I'm mad at this point. So I'm like, babe, I don't know where I'm going. I got to leave the premise in order for me to buy my more number. So anyways, so it was $15 each to get in, uh-huh. Right? And thank God my little daughter isn't 2 years old yet,
because
it
would have
cost
say.
10. So it cost $30 to get into this park, which, by the way, I cannot stress this enough. It is a beautiful park. It is absolutely worth every dollar, uh-huh. But it is expensive. So we get there and we go around, and obviously we have a newborn. So we were there for like 37 minutes, and then the baby used the restroom and she needed to eat. And then I was like, babe, do you want to go back to the car? Maybe feed her, and then like we'll go back into the Morton. And she's like, yeah. So we get in the car. And then I'm like, babe, do you just want to leave? She's like, well, I feel like we didn't get our $30 worth.
You paid $1 a minute to be there.
I was like, you know what, babe? It's okay. Let's just go. First of all, you mean to tell me you paid $30 to go walk in a park? Yes. Yes, I did do that. Oh, my gosh. Nina, what about you? What's your First World Friday problem?
So earlier this week, I was shopping online. It was a site that I hadn't been on for a while, and I haven't bought myself clothes, so I decided to splurge.
Okay.
So when I got to checkout, you know, you have the option to check out as a guest.
Yes.
And then they're like, put in your email address. So I did. It comes back. Actually, there's already an account linked to this email address. I'm like, okay, oh, great. And then it's like, put in the password. So I try to put in the password. Nope, not the password. Mm. So I try another password. Nope, not the password. Try a different email. This email is two different emails. This email is already linked to this account.
Oh, man.
Dang it. What the heck? Because I'm just trying to avoid having to go open screen,
right.
Go reset the password, go back to my email, get the code, go back in, reset the password. All
so
the
what
while,
ended up happening?
I did that.
So you mean to tell me you did that?
Because I really wanted that top.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
You mean to tell me you just couldn't remember the password?
No.
You don't have a universal password?
You sat somewhere for an hour trying to figure out how to get one shirt. Right.
Just to avoid something?
Yes.
Oh, man. You mean to tell me you got money to online shopping?
You mean to tell me you got money to walk in a park?
$30 to go see a tree? 877-591-9696. Lines are open if you have a First World Friday problem as well. All right. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Happy Friday. Everybody's outside acting like nothing's a big deal. So what do? You throw a little get together. The family got a little party. Hey, no masks, everything. It's cousins. We primos. It doesn't even matter. So what happens when that happens? This does. Wait a second.
More than that happens.
Yeah. It was a surprise party, but this is what happened.
We really let them have it. We knew this was going to happen, but we're not taking any chances. This is real. My dad's hanging on by a thread. We're doing everything we can to keep him alive today. They're in there by themselves with no family, you know, and it's just heartbreaking. And all I can do is look those people in the eye and say, my dad is dying, you know, and my mom is struggling.
So that was the father-in-law that did not go to the party.
He just chose not to go.
He was just, for whatever reason, he didn't show up to the party. 18 people were infected at the party.
Oh, my gosh.
Including his older parents, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't want to put the sad music on.
I think this is just more of another example. Like, we're not hearing about it as much.
Yeah,
you know,
the
numbers are looking better for the state of Illinois.
Specifically the state of Illinois.
Specifically, because other ones, California, bad, like all the other places.
I think it's just a reminder, like, listen, okay, I get it. We all want to be around people and you want to do stuff like that, which is fine.
Yeah.
But just be smart about it. Like, even if you're going to be around people in that way and you want to go to that surprise party, guys, be careful. Like, just do the same thing they've been telling you to do for the last 3 or 4 months. Don't just go recklessly into a party and assume that because you're cousins or because, you know, everything's cool, like nothing's going to happen.
Right. Not drinking out of the same cups. Like, those are little things that you probably would have done in the past, but just be careful of
it. And you got to be vigilant, too, when you're out there eating as well. One of my friends, he has it, right?
Yeah.
So I know that he was out and about, and it's like, bro, I know he was out and about recklessly. So it's like, be vigilant when you're out anywhere, right? Because this thing still exists in terms of a flu. Even if you think it's a flu, even if you're the person that's like, it's a flu, don't get the damn flu.
No.
How about that?
You would stay home to avoid the flu.
And you would wash your hands if everybody around you had the flu. You'd be like, I'm not getting that flu.
We want to have fun too. We want to go out too, but you just got to do it
smart. See how we're apolitical? We do like the left, the right. You just don't know where we stand politically. This is great.
We stand for you.
Oh,
we're looking for a victory to rain on all of us, ladies. Gabe and Nina on B96. We're getting ready to play Wake Up Wars, but first we definitely need our contestants. We need one smart, strong, ready to win lady to be on my team today, because today is
the
one.
This is long and boring.
Is going to decide who wins the week. I let you go on rants about the fellas.
That's when we're losing. We're tied. You're getting all the hype to get the best female contestant.
Yeah, because that's what I want.
Fellas, if you're in the car right now and you're saying to yourself, you know what? I'm tired of these Wake Up Wars games, these little silly games. I'm going to win because I'm going to represent for all the gentlemen of the Chicagoland area. I need you to call us up right now.
877-591-9696. That's the number. Call. Let's play. It's coming up with Gabe and Nina on B96.
Gabe and Nina on B96.
That's just my baby.
Who that is?
That's me.
Who that is?
That's me.
It's Soyo.
It's
Soyo. It's Gabe. It's Gabe and Nina, B96, baby daddy check-in, 2 dad jokes, 1 baby updates. And Nina, did you know that there are no canaries in the Canary Island? And the same thing applies to the Virgin Islands. No, there's no canaries there either. The baby daddy check-in was this. I get home yesterday, and my girl goes, Nicole, who I'm supposed to call today. Totally sorry, babe. But she's like, did you talk about the fact that our baby's 2 months?
Oh, my gosh.
On the baby daddy check-in. And I was like, no, I talked about how we went in a car ride. She's like, so with that being said, yesterday was little Whitney Avery Ramirez, a.k.a. War. It was her 2-month birthday.
She's 2 months already?
2 months. So
I can't believe that.
To the Morgan Arboretum. And somebody was like, how old is she? And I was like, oh, 2 months, because we haven't seen people with the baby.
Yeah.
And I was like, 2 months. And then some other young girl on the side is like, happy birthday, baby. And it threw me off because I'm like, well, it's not her birthday. But it threw me off because it's the first time I've ever heard it. Anyway, the point is, yesterday was
her
2-month
birthday.
So, shout out to little baby Whitney.
Hi, Whitney.
And your little 2-month birthday. Oh, whoops. Sorry.
I can't wait to squeeze you. Your dad will let me.
Nope. Not at all.
But I really want to.
Okay, Nina, what do you call it when you mix alcohol and American literature?
A good time. No, I'm just kidding. What?
Tequila Mockingbird. All right, guys.
It's actually a good book if we haven't read
it. Baby Daddy Check In, 705, 905, each and every weekday morning. And then coming up next, the tiebreaker for Wake Up Wars. Do not miss it. It's next on B96.
Waking up is already a battle. But now, it's time for the war.
Yeah, it is.
Wake Up Wars on B96.
Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Happy Friday, everybody.
So aggressive.
So glad you guys are here because today is a special Wake Up Wars. Nina and I are tied 2-2 this week.
Whoever wins today wins the week.
And representing for the guys today, we got Pete and Glen Ellen. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
I like it.
Good energy, Pete. I appreciate that. Also, Jess and Bartlett, welcome to Wake Up Wars, representing for all the ladies.
Good morning.
All right, Jess, sip on that coffee a little bit while I tell you that the ladies won yesterday, and the good news is you get to decide who goes first today. Do you want to go, or do you want to let Pete go?
I'll go.
Perfect. Pete, hang on a second, okay?
Okay.
Oh, everybody's nervous today. I can feel the tension today.
See, this is why I feel like we just gotta have fun, right? No pressure. You're gonna get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and that Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right wins the week. Your first female-centered question. Visualize these as I explain. These pants are close-fitting and crop at the calf. The length of them makes them perfect for a warm day. And fun fact, they're named after an island in Italy. What is this style of pants called?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Highway. I have no idea.
It's okay, Jess. And just a friendly reminder, do not curse, okay?
Oh, yeah. Good point. Second question. This is your male-centered question. Think before you answer. In football, how many points is a touchdown?
Six.
She thought that one out real good.
Nice job, Jess.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for being a daddy's girl.
So real. Here's your Chicagoland question, okay? It's headquarters week on the show. We're going to tell you about a company that's based in the Chicagoland area, and you're just going to tell us which one it is. And this company is kind of like me. It moved its headquarters from Seattle to Chicago in 2001. It's an American multinational corporation that designs, manufactures, and sells airplanes, among other things. It starts with a B. What is the name of the company?
I don't know.
That's okay.
It's okay. That's okay. We got one.
All right. Hang on 1 second. Okay, Jess?
Okay.
Oh, this is a good one. Pete and Glen Ellen, good morning.
I'm so nervous.
Good morning.
All right. These are tough questions, okay? But Jess got one question correct. So if you get two, then we get some breakfast today. That's the way this thing works, all right? Your first female-centered question. That is a clue in itself. These pants are close-fitting and crop at the calf. The length of them makes them perfect for a warm day. Here's a fun fact. They're named after an island in Italy. Pete, what is the style of pants called?
Capizio.
I really love that. That guess was such a good guess.
Okay, question number two. Now, Pete, think before you answer the question, okay? In football, how many points is a touchdown?
Six.
Okay, good job, Pete. Why am I cheering for you?
Very good. Because we're the most polite morning show on the radio.
I don't feel polite right now.
All right. Question number three, Pete. This is for the victory, okay? It's headquarters week on the show, so we're going to tell you about a company that's based here in the Chicagoland area. All you got to do is just tell me which one it is. This company is kind of like Nina. It moved its headquarters from Seattle to Chicago.
Because I moved from Seattle to Chicago.
Thanks.
In case nobody knew.
In 2001. It's an American... I gotta start all over because I feel like I need to be in the zone. With Pete.
I'm sorry.
Pete, I'm gonna start all over again. This company is kind of like Nina. It moved its headquarters from Seattle to Chicago in 2001. It's an American multinational corporation that designs, manufactures, and sells airplanes, among other things. It starts with a B. What is the name of the company?
It starts with a B and ends with a Boeing.
That's hilarious.
Jess and Bartlett, you went up against a very formidable opponent. Pete got two questions correct, giving the fellas the victory.
It's okay. You did a great job, Jess.
The answers to the questions. The number one is not Capri.
I loved that guess, though. It's Capri pants.
Capri pants.
Capri pants.
Question number two. You both got it right.
I know that.
It is 6 points for a touchdown.
And the company is Boeing. My father recently retired from Boeing.
That's right. Congratulations to him.
Thank you.
I have never heard of that before.
Really? Most airplanes that you fly on, Jess, are made by Boeing. Yeah.
Hey, Jess, where are you headed to right now?
No. I'm headed to work. I'm an x-ray tech.
Oh, very awesome. Cool. What's the most gruesome, what bone has been the most gruesome one you've seen broken?
Oh, geez.
I work with kids, so they always break their elbows.
Oh, that's
tough. Pete, where are you on your way to?
Yeah, really gnarly.
I'm on my way to work as well.
What do you do, Pete? I'll just mute you.
He's like in the FBI.
He's like,
something serious. All right, Pete, we won't tell.
Guys, thanks both of you for playing. We appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend, okay? Shout out to the fellas for winning today on Wake Up Wars.
And shout out to the ladies for doing a great job.
Wow.
Anyway.
I won't see how I'm not gloating.
He's about to gloat, guys.
If you would have won, this would have been a different ending to Wake Up Wars.
Very true. I would be gloating.
Hey, I have an update on my scooter that got hit.
Oh,
don't go anywhere. 6 minutes. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm
say
so
that
glad
again.
Right. Happy Friday, everybody. Everyone included. You got paid today.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you.
It should be a
good spirited day. We had so many wonderful things planned for you during this 7 o'clock sweep, but it all got ruined yesterday. After the show. Now, if you were listening to us yesterday, I had my scooter downstairs. I've been driving it to work the last couple of days. And I ended up getting, I went down to go grab something from it. And then there was a note on it yesterday. Some guy named Eric left a note. Very nice. Said he hit my scooter or scratched my scooter or whatever. I called him up. He said he'll take care of it on the radio. So after work, obviously, I'm like paranoid. And I'm like, where? I didn't see a scratch.
What happened to my scooter?
So I run downstairs again after the show. And then I go and I'm literally like staring at my scooter. I'm like, where is the scratch that he's talking about? Now, mind you, it's an older scooter. It's not like it's brand new and it's like rust everywhere. So I just don't know what the guy thought. So then I started freaking out because I'm like, what is going on here? And then that girl, Kia, remember yesterday she called?
She said that her and her sister used to put notes like the one Gabe got on his scooter on different cars while they were in the parking lot, like at Walmart or whatever.
To watch them walk around the car foolishly.
Just because it was funny.
So I'm like, what is
so messed up?
I'm like, I do not see this damage that this guy is talking about. So then, guys, I come back upstairs and Nina's here. We're prepping for the show.
Right.
And then I'm like, we need to call this guy up again. And what happened when I called the guy? This is why we're doing something totally different during the 7 o'clock hour. All right. So when we come back, I'm going to play you the phone call from me and this guy named Eric. And then I'll let you guys decide what's going on with this situation. Okay.
This is just not your normal situation at all.
We'll talk about it next. Be nice. This is exactly what's happening right now with me. I'm going loco. And when I say contigo, I'm talking about you, Eric.
Walking around his scooter. Where is it?
So I get back upstairs. I call him again because I don't see the damage on my car. Guys, this is how the phone call went.
Hello.
Eric. It's
Gabriel. Yeah.
It's Gabriel again from the scooter. What's up, man?
Oh, it's going all right, man. How are you?
Good, good. Dude, I'm actually, we're just talking about this again. I checked the scooter. Dude, I didn't see any damage again. I'm not really sure what you're talking about. So I'm thinking maybe we can like meet up. So you can like show it to me at least so I can know what's wrong with my car.
Dude, it's definitely there. I'm pretty busy. I can't meet up right now.
Well, I was talking about maybe like later.
No, dude, I'm just super busy right now.
Yeah, the problem is I just don't know where the damage is, so I don't know how we can.
I already put in a claim though, so yeah, don't worry,
they'll
check it out. To see whose fault it is on the scratch.
What? Dude, you left a note saying you hit my car. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it's not up to me. They're the ones that decide that.
What are you talking about? I didn't even give you my insurance.
Yeah, dude. I told my company. I gave them your number. They're going to swear it away.
Dude, square.
I got to go.
Dude, square what away?
Gabriel, don't worry about it. You're going to take care of it. I got to go.
Dude.
What is happening right now?
I have to go to work. I'm sorry, man.
Sorry, dude. I'm going to be Hello?
What the heck is that? So I'm sitting here. I'm watching Gabe have this conversation with this Eric guy who's talking about trying to figure out whose fault it is. Is he trying to scam you?
And see, I didn't think that initially. So then I start, because Nina says that right when we get back in the studio. And then I start calling the dude back. And then he doesn't answer. And now I'm like, wait, why isn't this dude answering? So I called him, maybe like four times yesterday, and he didn't pick up.
See, and that's not right. Like, something is super sketchy about this. I feel like it didn't start out scammy feeling, but now it's feeling scammy-ish. You know what I mean?
I mean, if I really wanted to, I probably could just go ask security for, like, the film of Buddy or whatever.
But why is he even contacting insurance at this point if you don't feel like anything is wrong, but let alone trying to even put blame on you? That's the part that doesn't feel right to me.
Right. So the reason why we wanted to, the reason why I was like, we had stuff planned, but it was like, because I just, first of all, I don't know what to do. He said he'd put in a claim. No one's even called me. You know what I'm saying? Like, no insurance company has called me. I spoke to him. I have the note. The note's right here. It says that he's the one that hit my scooter. He took care of the damage.
Maybe he didn't understand. This is devil's advocate. Like, did he just not realize what he was saying because he was working? You know, maybe. Okay. I don't know.
877-591-9696. That's the number here.
What do you think
that's going on right now? What should I even do about the situation next? All right, it's Gabe and Nina. Call us up now.
I told my company, I gave them your number. They're gonna square it away.
Do square what away?
Gabriel, don't worry about it. You're gonna take care of it. I gotta go. I'm sorry, man.
Sorry, dude. I'm gonna be Hello. Oh man,
that was a conversation.
When I hear that, but I don't think I'm getting scammed. The guy has to work in the building.
I mean, yeah, but I don't feel like anything about what he said is even normal. I feel like this is a scam right now. I do. Ben on the South Side, you hear Gabe's situation. Does this sound like a scam to you?
Hello, good morning.
Hey, Ben, how's it going?
Fine, how you doing? You know, Gabe, I own my own semi truck. I got a couple problems. I had something like that similar to you. I had a lady call. She got the number off the door of the truck, and then she says, "You broke my windshield, a rock fell off your truck." I go, "No, ma'am." I go, "My truck was empty." Then she calls back a day later, "I have the dirt." I go, "Lady, we got caught by a train up ahead where you're saying it happened. I remember the train was there. Why didn't you get out of your car and tell me?" Then she just hung up the phone. Then the third day, another guy says, "Oh, I'm from her insurance company, and we have a $350 bill for her windshield." I go, "You know what?" I go, "I call my insurance company. Here's the number. Deal with them." And the insurance company said they do not deal with third parties, which was her friend. It was a fake. And push comes to shove, Gabe. You were not inside your vehicle. There's no police report. And he has to pay the deductible either way. It's happened to me. I'm like, well, I'm not paying anything. And as long as there was no police report, you weren't wrong. There is nothing they can do.
That's interesting because,
wow.
I mean, but we were, it was a scooter, first of all. So it was my scooter that he said that he scratched. And yeah, it was parked. But my thing is, it happened inside of the building. I can't imagine that somebody's trying to scam me and they went inside our parking lot to put a note there and left his number, right?
I don't know. You don't know how far he went. And maybe because your scooter was just sitting there, you looked like an easy target. No, I just looked this
because
up,
it's an ugly, because it's an ugly, bogus scooter.
No, but because Ben, it's just out there and open and easily accessible. I was Googling as Ben was talking because I really feel in my gut this is not right. Police have warned motorists not to respond to notes left on their windscreens. The car park scam is a real scam. The note goes to give a name. This is exactly what just happens. The name, a phone number, all of that stuff. But here they're saying that the phone number is like a fraudulent number. So right. We don't know if Eric's number is like one of those burner phones or whatever it is. Wow, let's play detective.
This is not happening in our building. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning.
Why aren't you thinking like me? Why can't he just be a nice guy who was at work yesterday and rushed and maybe he's busy, got a newborn and he can't call back?
That's like you.
Honestly, I'll be honest and tell you guys that this is just a scam the guy is playing.
See, Johnny? Right.
Why do you say that?
Honestly, I'll be honest with you. I had a little incident that happened to me in a parking lot. I was with my mom shopping, and a young lady backed up into my car and went down to the police station, filed the claim. Moments later, she sent me a text with a different license plate number and everything and wants me to file the claim that way. I absolutely did not. The mistake for her was I was already at the station. So for me, I just feel there's people out there to try to do little scammy things.
Okay.
Listen to the young man's voice. It sounded to me like he was too quick, too snaggy.
Well, I'll be honest, Johnny. I mean, okay, the conversation, you know, has like more space in it. right? Because I called him yesterday after the show, and I thought it was going to be funny. And that's why I was trying to play it, because I thought it would be funny. And then ended up being that. So I kind of edited it a little bit, you know what I mean, to make it shorter.
I mean, it's funny because he sounds like a guy that's being a slime ball that's just trying to, like, hide it. Johnny, thanks for the call. Thank you for sharing your experience. People have some nerves. Somebody's trying to change their license plate. This guy, Eric, over. Is Eric even his real name?
Nina, stop it. The guy probably works in the building, like, on the floor above us. He's probably, like, a nice guy.
But maybe not. Maybe he's paying for one-day parking and fishing in the parking lot. Trying to see what car or what scooter is calling his name.
All right, 877-591-9696. It could be a conspiracy theory.
I like to think
Nina's saying.
I like to think there's good people in the world, but every once in a while, stuff like this happens, and you just can't help it. But like this,
does anyone have faith in Eric in our building?
My alarm is going off.
877-591-9696. Is this really? Am I getting scammed? I just would like to think that there's good people out there. And that if somebody puts a note on my scooter, I never would think I was gullible.
There are definitely good people out there, but then there are those people that are opportunists. They see the scooter in a spot all by itself asking.
I cannot believe it. This is that bad. Let's see, Nick in the Northwest Burbs. What do you think about this situation? Are you like me? Are you think that, you know, maybe he's just busy and he hasn't called me back? I feel like a single girl trying to get a boyfriend.
Or are you a detective like me, Nick? We're finding the answers.
You know, hearing the guy, I genuinely think he's wheeling. He's trying to scam you. But I was just going to say, you know, it could be that he doesn't know what happened to his car. He found a scratch on it, and he's trying to come up with a reason for it. And he sees your rusty old scooter, as you describe it.
Okay, I didn't even see that. Like, I have an old... So you're saying, like, because my scooter's old, then the scratch is, like, he's trying to say
it
that...
It could have been, like, the rust or something scratched up on his car.
Yep.
Little scoot scoot, my little scoot scoot,
no,
my little me me.
No, but see, Eric, that's a possibility, but that's just another version of the scam.
Yeah, Nick.
You don't know how. Oh, sorry, Nick. You're not
call.
Eric.
Thanks for the call, Nick.
Is it Eric?
Justin at Lake Station. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you're like me. You don't think this is a scam either.
No, I mean, you guys had a caller even call in and say this is something that they do, and if I worked where you guys work and I knew that it was going to go on the radio, I would totally mess with you. I think he's just messing with you and trying to get you. He thought it was a good idea. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to hit Gabe with this. I don't think it's a scam.
No. I'm not trying to leave you out there.
I sold insurance.
Wait, it sounds like Justin's saying you were a target, though.
Yeah, he is. That's exactly. He said he sold insurance and people do this stuff all the time. But
No, they can't get you on anything. Like, I sold insurance. Like, he's at fault. Everything else like that. Like, any damages on his vehicle.
Yeah, because that's what I was saying Nina, that's what I was saying. I was like, he left me a note saying, I hit your scooter. I'll fix the damages. Here's my number. But so it's like, you can't leave a claim.
But he's not even answering his phone right now. I feel like maybe he was an amateur. Maybe he was just like, I'm going to try this today.
You watch too many.
I'm just picturing it. It's like, 7 o'clock Gabe, in the morning.
He's hiding under your scooter right now. He's going to slit your Achilles tendon.
Oh, my God. You should start parking somewhere else. Because what if he knows where you park,
Gabe? He put a potato in your scooter.
Oh, it's my
over. God. It's B96.
Now, it's time for...
Yeah, I'd like to place an order.
Avocados make everything taste better. With Gabe and Nina on B96.
So, I know Nina doesn't want me to say this, but 2 seconds ago, she's like, you want to watch porn? And I was like, no.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, okay, did you say, do you want to watch?
I said, No.
Yes, for a second.
I did.
Did you say porn as well?
Yes, I did.
Fair.
You're missing a word.
Oh, what was it?
I said... Do you want to watch Barada porn?
And I don't know what Barada is. And I was like, is that a new category? Yes, I've never heard of this. Barada porn.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. On Instagram, I get
and
lots
she's like,
of these
she's like this.
Videos.
She did say this. Watch this video. Watch. Absolutely not. I'm not watching this video.
Actually, I said watch this video. Gabe's eyes opened up real wide. I think he was disappointed that it was just cheese.
Like, my eyes opened up like, is she about to show me burrata porn? Oh, no. I mean, that's dirty.
It is a category all on its own. And I actually am going to put burrata as a vote today for avocados make everything taste better.
I'm being completely honest. Explain to me what burrata is.
Burrata is a type of a cheese. It's like it comes in a ball, like a mozzarella ball would come in, but inside it's soft. I can't tell you what kind of milk it is. I can't tell you all the details. All I know is that I love it. Like a good burrata and heirloom tomato salad. Oh my God. Oh my God.
You know what's never ever came to
so
my mind?
Good.
It's like, man, I cannot wait to eat a piece of cheese with some tomatoes. Like, I have never in my life.
Then you have never had a good burrata salad with the heirloom tomatoes. There are plenty of places in Chicago that serve it excellent.
Like that and margarita pizza. You like margarita? Obviously, you like margarita pizza.
Yeah, I like margarita pizza. I like meat on my pizza, though, so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when I see a margarita, somebody's like, ooh, let's get a margarita pizza. I'm like, what? Olive oil and
that's good. But see, then it's like a little appetizer if you get a margarita.
First thing is like, let's not.
Let's say we did.
Hey, let's put avocados on a margarita pizza.
Okay.
Get a little depth to it. Make it a little heartier.
Now see, that's a good suggestion because then that way we can say to ourselves, does avocado make a margarita pizza taste better?
Because I like margarita pizza, but I just think it's too light. Like, that's not a meal for me. That's a snack.
Yeah, that's like an appetizer.
Right.
Okay.
So if you add avocado, then it's heartier. So it could be, wow, guys.
Okay, you know who has a delicious, you know who has a delicious margarita pizza?
Here we go.
Sarpino's? I knew it.
I'm just saying.
Hey, let's get it.
Buy one pizza, get the second one for $5 when you use B96. So we can get the one that we want to really eat first, and then the margarita one that we're going to destroy with avocados for $5.
I love it. Okay. It's on your speed dial, so you go ahead and hit that order.
Now, if they're open till 3 a.m., does that mean like if I order it at 3, it could be here at B96 by like 3:45?
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? So that we could be fresh for our show.
That would be wonderful.
Okay, I'll talk to my people. I'm doing air quotes right now, guys. My people at Sarpino's. See if I can get a...
Don't you have a website at Sarpino's?
No, that's Wintrust. That's Wintrust.
I'm sorry, I get confused. Gabe's got his own website on all the companies in Chicago.
I'm getting defensive. I'm
getting defensive.
Why?
Because you're talking about my money. Defensive. I will tell you this, everybody that's listening, because this is what happens when you get defensive. You can check my salary pay stub versus every other on-air personality at B96, and you will see that it's the lowest.
What?
Exactly.
And Nina's sitting at the top.
Nina's
at the top of the pyramid.
Why? I was talking about cheese. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I don't know.
About.
I just heard like checks on checks, checks on checks. Checks on checks. All right, guys, if you have a suggestion that is not green, like our money.
Oh, my gosh. Or if you just like to talk about avocados and burrata.
Okay. Burrata. Okay. Can you bring burrata, though? Because I don't know what that is.
Yes, so I would love to try.
All right. Monday morning, 8 o'clock. Be here for that. Burrata sounds like something you'd make for a boyfriend. Like a boyfriend dinner.
I would serve him some burrata.
That's not like you'd be in a relationship like that if you were in a turbo relationship, which is a new thing that's happening in society because of COVID-19. And we're going to talk about it in 3 minutes. You might be in one.
Seems to have had a dramatic effect on lots of new relationships. I think the term is turbocharged. They've become much more intense, much more quickly. And so people are noticing or saying that their relationship seems stronger than they would have expected.
Gabe and Nina, B96, turbo relationships.
3 months feels like 3 years. Good for them.
And it's like, I'm just trying to get in a relationship so that it can be turbocharged. No, I don't think that... You said a second ago that that would be the type of relationship that you would want. But do you really think that that's the case?
No, it isn't. Like, I think actually, even though I joke a lot about how like, I want a man. But I'm so glad I was by myself during quarantine. Are you kidding me? I get so annoyed with another person in my space. And in theory, it'd be fun to have something like work out and it moves fast and everything's great. But... the weird stuff pops up after the first few months.
It's difficult. I could imagine where in this kind of a situation, obviously you're forced to be with each other, right? You're not going out with your friends as much. You're not doing as many things. So you probably assume like, oh my God, we got through the pandemic. We can get through anything.
And then all of the emotions that you create, all of a sudden you attach yourself to a person, whether they're real attachments or not. Because do you ever find yourself in situations or, I don't know, let's pretend you're in school and there's a class.
Okay.
You kind of just... find one person in the class that you're attracted to, even though you normally wouldn't be, but because it's the most attractive person to you in the class, now all of a sudden you have a crush on somebody.
I don't know. Usually when I was in class, I was doing schoolwork. And I wasn't necessarily trying to find which person I was attracted to. So that
or like if you're at like a, I don't know, some kind of a
baseball game. Nah, kind of watching
anywhere. And then you just pick the one person and you're like, you'll do. And then all of a sudden you create these attachments and you don't even really like that person, but you do now because that's the only one that's there. Does that make sense?
I mean, it makes sense. I can see where you would do that.
So the reason why I bring that up is because now you're in quarantine with a person. There's really nobody else there. All of your energy and attention is focused on that one person.
It's interesting. Well, dating site eHarmony and stuff like that are saying that couples have been quicker to commit during the ongoing outbreak, which, I mean, Duh.
We're going to die.
We didn't need a survey to say that. But they did a survey of over 2,000 adults over the age of 18. And 59% of those in new relationships said their bond with their partners become stronger. And I think that that was something people were concerned about in the beginning, right? Whether or not people would be arguing all the time or whatever.
Well, let's ask you, you and Nicole. I mean, you've been quarantining together even before Whitney was born.
Yeah. I hate to say it sounds like we have like a perfect relationship, but our relationship's fine. Like we actually welcome the quarantine.
They do have a perfect relationship.
We're like we don't have to talk to other people. Awesome.
Were you guys like that? Telephone tones in here. You've been your girlfriend for 5 years. Did quarantine make you guys stronger?
Because you guys live together, right?
Yeah, it's just been like every other day.
But you can't talk to other people.
Do you hate her more?
Do I hate her? No.
Oh, okay. I was just kidding. I wanted him to say that out loud.
Well,
okay.
You guys are in healthy relationships.
What's one thing that's changed during the quarantine? One thing that's changed is the cooking habits, cleaning habits.
No, but you know what, though? Because, like, our schedules were all over the place. So, if anything, like, we kind of were in each other's face more. And, yeah, the cooking habits definitely changed.
He's like, wait a second. I do hate her.
Yeah. What you're supposed to say is, I love you more. Get it? She's listening.
He's laughing.
I'm here to help.
Okay. I guess you think that you're going to be in a better position in those kinds of moments, and you typically are. But there's always like one thing that there has to be like one thing that changes in those in that situation.
Right. Now you find out that when he clips his toenails, you're grossed out. Like, it's not cute anymore when you brush your teeth like that.
I guess for me, she learned that the farts aren't the babies. I always go like that. I'm like, Whitney. And she's like, hey, that's you, little stinker.
Pull this over on me, stinker, literally.
Gabe and Tina, B96.
Gabe and Nina on B96.
Nina got a snack machine.
The snack machine. First will be the cute one that comes in the morning that gets you breakfast. And then the second one, I'm just kidding.
I pull the lever and out comes a brown-haired, blue-eyed Spanish guy. And I pull it again and then an Italian dreamboat comes out.
All of the different snacks. No, for real though. I thought this was kind of genius and it made me start thinking because there's a rumor on the internet that Stouffer's is talking about making a machine that puts out macaroni and cheese. Like, you think about those Froyo machines. Yeah. You go, you pull the little lever, and you get your perfect little swirl. Yeah. Now you pull down the lever, and you get some piping hot mac and cheese. That's kind of genius. Why are we not doing that with more food?
It sounds... I love mac and cheese. But I'm trying to think, if I was pulling a lever like a slot machine at a casino.
Yeah.
And out came some mac and cheese.
It would come out like... Bloop, bloop,
I don't know if I... Because you know how, like... The brim of the actual spout.
Yeah.
There might be like two pieces of mac and cheese right there and they might be dried up.
You gotta
and
make
might
be a like wide a little... spout. It's gotta be a wide enough spout so it kinda comes out. It's probably gonna be like a flop, flop.
Like what if you pull the lever, the mac and cheese comes out and it's beautiful, and then right before you're about to take the mac and cheese bowl out of the spot, like another little dirty one just drops onto your bowl. It's just, I don't know.
It's not dirty if it just came out of the spout.
What if I put my head underneath the spout?
And put your mouth on it?
All right, let's ask this then. If you could create, and we're not talking about a male snack machine, but if you can create a machine to dispense something of that you would love, what would it be?
877-591-9696 if you want to chime in on this one. Guacamole.
Okay.
Guacamole.
A guacamole dispenser?
That would be so great.
Okay.
Just walk up with your burrito like an ice cream cone and
that's
just
not
go
terrible.
Ahead and squirt. I just got a visual of how exciting that would be. Here comes my burrito.
Okay. I would want to do like a... arroz con gandules.
Like, talk about a wide
I'd be like,
thing.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh my God, I got some. Because then you could just make a protein, right? Whatever the protein is. Chicken, pork chops, whatever you want. Then just pull it under the little spout.
Oh, like a little base? Yeah, okay.
And all of a sudden, I'm popping right
there
now.
There you go. I like it.
Tom, what about you over there?
Cookie dough.
Just
like chocolate chip cookie dough.
They actually have
no, they don't. I wish they did. To dispense like ice cream? No.
Oh, listen to
our commercial at like 9:02. We're talking about Hudsonville's cookie dough.
Be thankful.
Be charitable.
Be 96.
Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Let's welcome Donna to the show.
Hi, Donna.
Hey. Hi, you guys.
All right, Donna, scream it loud and proud.
I want my ex back.
That's exactly what we're doing here. In order for you to want your ex back, you got to tell us why you guys became exes in the first place. What happened in your relationship?
Well, this one's kind of weird because we were kind of never really like together.
Okay, so it's like a situationship type of a deal?
Yes. Yeah. So we were basically, we were hooking up and then, I don't know. I mean, it was good, you know, and there are moments where it definitely did feel like a relationship, but mostly like we're just hanging out or having a good time. Like things are good, you know? Yeah.
So how did you guys not become good?
He just ghosted. But it's kind of a cycle we've been in. Like we're together, we're not together, but it normally just fades on its own. It doesn't like have just a hard break. That's why this one was weird. Like,
why not just leave it be and like, I don't know, try to find something new.
Well, you know, it's like, it's summertime and I'm not trying to be in a real serious relationship and this one was fun. So,
I mean, this happens, Nina. People get in situations where it's not necessarily the best one, but they know that it's a good time, so they'd rather be in that situation.
And it's just so hard out there to even find a good time. So I understand wanting to make sure you could keep that good time.
Donna, how long were you guys in this cycle that you speak of?
It's been a couple of years.
Wow. And there was never any talk about anything serious?
It's kind of never come up.
Yeah, like I
don't
fun.
Know. We don't really, we don't really talk about feelings.
Donna, you're young. This guy's young. I mean, it's just no need to be rushed into a marriage.
True.
Well, that's what I think.
Okay, tell me this before we go. What best part about him?
I can't say that.
Okay, I got it. All right, back, will Donna be able to win her ex back? We'll find out in 3 minutes. The begging begins. B96, and Donna is making the statement, I want my ex back.
I can't wait to see how this goes. She's going to have an opportunity to try to win him back right now.
Let's get him on the phone. Let's see. Tony, you there?
Tony's here.
Oh, Tony, this is going to be so exciting.
Tony's been having so much energy. So I'm kind of intrigued to see how this goes. Tony, one of your exes wants to get back with you, bro.
Which one?
Well, you're about to find out in just a second. And this is what's going to happen. You and your ex will have 96. Your ex is going to have 96 seconds to try to win back your affections. And at the end of the 96 seconds, if you're into it, you just scream, I want my ex back. And if not, you know what to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony, let's welcome your ex, Donna, to the show. Good morning.
Donna.
Donna, I hope you're ready because I'm going to give you this countdown and the floor is yours.
Okay.
One, two, three. Let the begging begin.
Okay, so it's summer, so we definitely need to be together because we did all the best things together last summer, and I just want to do it again, like all of the things, and you know what I'm talking about. So I just feel like without that, your summer's not going to be that much fun, and I don't know. I mean, all the things that you like to do, we can do. You know what I mean?
Tony?
Did he talk?
Tony?
Yes.
I think...
Does he talk? I forget how, I have 96 seconds, but what,
he's right.
What
Donna,
are
I'm
do
looking
here?
For something serious, though.
What do you?
I'm looking to do something that involves more of a serious relationship, not just summer fling.
Yeah, but that's never stopped you before. You're always you're looking, whatever.
In all honesty, Donna, I've been starting to see somebody else, and I think that's just the way it's kind of leading to.
Okay, listen, I know what kind of guy you are. You're going to be faithful for a month or two, and that's going to be it.
What's going on?
But that's not necessarily true anymore.
It's not necessarily true?
It's not necessarily true. I don't want to be that person anymore, necessarily.
Okay, that's it. 96 seconds. Wow.
Okay, let's just get right to it. On the count of three, if you want your ex back, scream it really loud. And if not, you know what to do. One, two, three.
I want my ex back.
Tony, okay, I have questions too after that 96 seconds. Okay, you're trying to be a better person, and I understand that. But, I mean, do you understand what she's saying, right? You guys had a good time. I mean, are you already?
I get it, Gabriel, but the reality is that I do want to move on, and I'm trying to have a little bit more of a serious relationship, and I just don't necessarily see the future as good as this person.
I respect that, though, Tony. Do you actually think you're a changed person, though, from the one that Donna's trying to make you be?
I don't think I woke up and I'm a changed person, but I'm definitely changing.
Ooh, that's deep. That's I'll say this, Tony. Let me tell this on the way out. I hear what you're saying, and you're definitely rejecting Donna in this moment, but do not reach out to her in the event that you break up with this girl. Like, that would be the worst thing you could do.
Gabriel, I cannot guarantee that.
Okay right, Donna, well, you better, though. After begging, we gotta be.
Gabe and Nina on B96.
Now, I think we can all agree on the fact that there's this unwritten girl code handbook, and I think there's a rule that we need to add to it. I don't know if you're going to agree, and I'm going to tell you what it is in a second, but it's time for Nina at 9:30. We do it every weekday at 9:30, and this is when I say, anything goes.
True.
At Nina on the Air is my Instagram, and I have conversations with you guys all the time, and this is one that came up yesterday. So, ladies, see if you agree with me on this, and if even guys do this, sure. Gabe. You find something new you're really excited about. Maybe it's skincare, or maybe it's jeans, or something that you know makes you look better, makes you feel better. Some people keep it to themselves because they don't want to share. I think we're supposed to share it. Like, that's what you do. This is going to make your skin better, then you have to know about it. You know what I mean? So you're like, no, guys, don't do this. So, for example.
No, guys do that because I'd be like, man, this beer is delicious. You got to try it.
Okay. You could do it with beer. Yeah. So, I do it with, like, my collagen serum, right? Like, I know that it works.
Okay.
So, I feel obligated when I find something that works to tell all my friends about it.
So, basically, what you're saying is no more holding on to the gems.
Yeah.
If you know that it's good, especially specifically if it's good, share the wealth of knowledge with your fellow people.
It was translated perfectly by Gabriel right now. Now does it make sense? I just think so. I get too excited, so I just want everybody to know.
Yeah, I think the positive takeaway from that is stop being your own personal hater.
Right.
Stop trying to hold on to the gem and be like, oh, my little precious. No one can have this. It's like, hey, you're going to feel so much better when you open up and actually shine the light on the rest of the
people.
And
then you and all of your friends can roll up with glowy, perfect skin together.
Exactly. But if it's your boyfriend, just don't glow about him too much.
Don't share that. That doesn't count. You can't do it. Nina at 9:30 weekdays with Gabe and Nina on B96. You know what goes really great with that podcast? A steak.
I thought you were going to say a glass of wine.
Always wine.
Always steak and wine.
Unless you're a vegan, then you can have a Beyond Burger.
Wait, from Sarpino's.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
My commercials don't play in the podcast.
We
either
appreciate
way,
you.
We hope you enjoy the podcast. Keep listening, guys.
We'll meet you live weekday mornings on B96.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.